our public relations meetings usually run very long and boring. Our director, Mr. Moore, would begin by briefing the items on his agenda. Things like some research project, the launch of some website, and the timeline for press releases. And then we'll just go through them one by one. It'll take probably 3 hours, and I'll just sit there and listen, dreaming about other things I could be doing with the time I spend at these meetings.
As the manager, I'm sometimes not able to spend the money for certain employee welfare. Yet there is employee morale that I'm always concerned about. In those cases, I'd provide some unusual perks for my staff, ones that don't cost me an arm, a leg, or a bank loan. For example, laundry service, car washes at the workplace, health club memberships, and office meal delivery.
Our company allows us to work in comfortable business casual clothes in the office. Yet, we're still expected to project a professional image for our customers and visitors, so not all casual clothing is suitable for our office. For example, clothing for the beach, yard work, dance clubs, and exercise sessions is inappropriate at work. And it is required that clothing should be pressed and never wrinkled.
Our commercials are designed to sell our message, company and product. We always try to appeal to their emotions in some way, because failing to do this might be the same as throwing money out the window. Our ads may or may not be creative, but we'd package some good creation in with a message that appeals to a strong need within our target audience. That certainly helps. Our ads resonate with our potential customers.
I believe that as organisation leaders, we're responsible for creating a work environment that makes people work happily. But sometimes turf wars, disagreements, and differences of opinion are just unavoidable, and they can escalate into interpersonal conflict. I used to avoid such conflict between my employees, hoping it'd go away, but it didn't. Even when the conflict appeared to have been put to rest, it might raise its ugly head again whenever stress increased or a new disagreement appeared. So not intervening is not an option.
Now you'll hear the five recordings again.
Well, our public relations meetings usually run very long and boring. Our director, Mr. Moore, would begin by briefing the items on his agenda. Things like some research project, the launch of some website, and the timeline for press releases. And then we'll just go through them one by one. It'll take probably 3 hours, and I'll just sit there and listen, dreaming about other things I could be doing with the time I spend at these meetings.
As the manager, I'm sometimes not able to spend the money for certain employee welfare. Yet there is employee morale that I'm always concerned about. In those cases, I'd provide some unusual perks for my staff, ones that don't cost me an arm, a leg, or a bank loan. For example, laundry service, car washes at the workplace, health club memberships, and office meal delivery.
Our company allows us to work in comfortable business casual clothes in the office. Yet, we're still expected to project a professional image for our customers and visitors, so not all casual clothing is suitable for our office. For example, clothing for the beach, yard work, dance clubs, and exercise sessions is inappropriate at work. And it is required that clothing should be pressed and never wrinkled.
Our commercials are designed to sell our message, company and product. We always try to appeal to their emotions in some way, because failing to do this might be the same as throwing money out the window. Our ads may or may not be creative, but we'd package some good creation in with a message that appeals to a strong need within our target audience. That certainly helps. Our ads resonate with our potential customers.
I believe that as organisation leaders, we're responsible for creating a work environment that makes people work happily. but sometimes turf wars, disagreements, and differences of opinion are just unavoidable, and they can escalate into interpersonal conflict. I used to avoid such conflict between my employees, hoping it'd go away, but it didn't. Even when the conflict appeared to have been put to rest, it might raise its ugly head again whenever stress increased or a new disagreement appeared. So not intervening is not an option.